Good morning and welcome to our first staff meeting of 2024. It's so nice to see everyone. I hope you all have a happy holiday and a happy new year. It's great to see that we have a full room here and that all our meetings are ordered. And
yep.
Okay, we'll move to the inspiration with Elaine.
Okay, thank you, Chair Meredith. You know, when we look at things and we view things in life, a lot depends on the attitude or the prism through which we see it. So I have six little stories to share with you to see how someone looked at something and it really was a joyous outcome. So the first one is, once all villagers decided to pray for rain, on the day of the prayer, all the people gathered, but only one boy came with an umbrella. That is faith. When you throw babies in the air, they laugh because they know you will catch them. That is trust. Every night we go to bed without any assurance of being alive the next morning, but still we set the alarms to wake up. That is hope. We plan big things for tomorrow in spite of zero knowledge of the future. That is confidence. We see the world suffering, but still we get married and have children. That is love. On an old man's shirt was written a sentence, I am not 80 years old. I am sweet 16 with 64 years of experience. That is attitude. So may all of us here on SCAC have that same attitude. Have a happy day and live your life like these six stories. Remember, good friends are the rare jewels in life, difficult to find and impossible to replace.
Thank you, Elaine. Great way to start our meeting. Thank you. And now we have the Pledge of Allegiance with Vice Chair of the Clement. You're able. Ready?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, to the Republic, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty for all.
Okay. Now we're on agenda item number four. Roll call with Secretary Dave Buck.
Okay, thank you. Geraldine Ashendorf.
Present.
Linda Barcelona. Lavelle Brewer.
Present.
Elizabeth Music.
Present.
Gary Chan.
Present.
Colette Shinsky.
Here.
Is that right?
It's Shinsky, but it's fine.
He's like, man, it's close enough. Meredith Chilene.
Present.
Elaine Galloway.
Present.
When you're in Nantes?
You'll be here later.
And Ken Bateman.
Here.
Marianne Klinger.
Here.
Beth Levin. Crystal Lyle.
Present.
Patty McFerrin.
Catherine.
Anne Mundry.
Mundry. Present.
Robert Nelson.
Present.
Yoni Nichols.
Present.
Rachel Bond.
Present.
John.
Thank you. Here.
John just came in.
Not a witness.
Jeffrey Rodriguez. Arlene Rose. Dean of St. Matthew.
Present.
Roberts. Sloan.
Present.
Sandy Stang.
Present.
Nathan Steele.
Here.
Dave Kessler.
Cynthia
Thatcher. And then we've got Dave Wheeler. Aaron.
Thank you, Secretary. All right. Back to you, Dave, on monthly service hour.
Okay, for the monthly service hours, primarily fill this out in December. I know it was a black month, dark month, but the sun did have extra activities. Mm-hmm. And any other month that you have for 2023, if you cannot fill it out here, just you can send me an email. DaveKotslop@AOL.com reporting any hours for 3 months in 2023. And then for February, March, I hope to have a report that will highlight those volunteer hours that we've all incorporated in our schedules for 2023. So you will see the results of your activity.
And we'll amplify that on social media.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Well,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Now we're on to public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject matter jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on all agenda items on the public notice slide. Monica, do you have any public comments?
No.
Thank you. All right. Now we are on to item number 7, introduction. Do we have anyone that is here for the first time?
I'm Barbara Santaba, resident of Orange County, California since 1990. I'm an aging senior. My mother will be 92 in 2 weeks, and over the last year we had some challenges, and I have consulted with Sandy so much, she's been such a wealth of information, and then she decided I probably should get an offer.
Hi, I'm Lynette Puccicani. I am a long-term care ombudsman for the Council on Aging. And Fanny has asked me to come to a meeting to see if I might be able to help to get on
something.
Thank you. Thank you both.
All right. And now it's my pleasure to transition to our presentation. We have Bruce Cho here from Aging and Disability Resource Connection. That's the title of the presentation. She's from the Dale McIntosh Center. And she shared with us that her agency's policy has triggered her to wear a mask because of what the CDC has for COVID. So we're hoping that we can hear her well. If we can't, we'll let her know and hopefully we'll have no sound problems. Well, Bruce, we're so glad that you're here.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, Sandy, you have an
introduction. So we were able to hear Rose and Marco and our husband transportation meeting and really impressed. So I wanted to go back on. The show has a bachelor's in human services from Hope International University, and has been dedicated to serving marginalized communities for a little over 8 years. Her first 5 years were spent working directly with shelters and unhoused individuals and families with minor children, and she transitioned her focus into the aging and disability communities during the heart of the COVID pandemic in 2020. She has been working with the Dale McIntosh Center ever since. And then Marco Rodriguez has been with the Office on Aging for almost 6 years and with the county for over 22 years. He started with the treasurer tax collector and then he moved to social services where he worked for 17 years and now with the Office on Aging. Marco obtained his master's in public administration in 2017 from Brandon University. So very pleased to introduce you to, and thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us. So today we're going to be presenting on the Aging and Disability Resource Connection. I am Ruth Chubb, President of Project Program. I'm with the Dale McIntosh Summit.
And I'm Marco Rodriguez, Program Manager with the Orange County Office on Aging.
Sure. And if at any time you need to repeat, I need to repeat myself or say something more clearly. I know the mask can be a bit obstructive, but just let me know. I'd be happy to repeat myself. So what is the ABRC? ABRC stands for the Aging and Disability Resource Connection. So the ABRC, there's several agencies in California, but we are the only ABRC in Orange County.
So and we're the best.
Yes. And we service all of Orange County, all the way from Yorba Linda, down the Mission Viejo, San Clemente area, whether you're in North, South, Central, we service all of Orange County. The ABRC is a network of different agencies that work together to create a hub of resources and direct services. The ABRC was actually founded due to the Olmstead Act. Now, the Olmstead Act of 99, back in the day, if you had a disability, people thought you could not live in the community. Because what disability it was, you could be locked in an institution, be locked in a facility, told against your will, where you could not exit. Even if you're a sound mind, even if you have the right for self-determination, it was not a choice. And you would have to stay in the facility until the doctor let you, you know, release you back from the community. And many times that didn't happen. So the Olmstead Act actually allowed individuals with disabilities to have the right to live in their communities. Now, this is how the ABRC was founded off of, and it had started in was founded in 2008, but redesignated in 2019, and our Orange County ABRC had started around the pandemic time in like 2020. Now, the purpose of the ABRC is to ensure that people with disabilities and the aging community can continue to live safely and independently in their homes. We want to avoid institutionalization. We want to avoid facilities. And how we do that is we work with all of our partners that are within our network. We all provide different services, and through those services, we can provide supports, we can provide resources, and ultimately empower individuals through education. There's a lot of different community supports people may not even know about. And it's our job to educate them on their rights, on what they can access, on the different types of supports that are available in the community that enable people to continue living safely and independently in their home.
So the core partners of the ABRC, the state requires us to be designated as an ABRC in the state. It requires a partnership, a core partnership between a AAA, which is also known as the Area Agency on Aging, which we, the Office on Aging, are, and the Independent Living Center in the county, which the Independent Living Center for Orange County is the Dale McIntosh Center. So that core partnership is required in order to be designated. So we are the core partners, meaning we are the leaders. We are the ones who have to put together all of our partnerships, all the network that we have, that we currently have. So just to give you a little bit more background, kind of what Bruce was saying, in 2012, Orange County was an ADRC. There was some funding available. That funding ended somewhere in 2015, 2016. And they did a new round of funding starting in 2020. So we were redesignated again in 2020. They got new leadership in the state. There was more funding available, so we were able to form the partnership. But our partnership is literally starting from the ground up. Because it was not redesignated or there was no funding, the partnerships were still there, but it wasn't active as we are today. So kind of reading it from the ground up. Did you have a question?
Yeah, the word redesignated has been mentioned four times. For the uneducated, could you explain what that is?
So initially, you have to get designated by the state to be an official ABRC within the state. In 2012, the county of Orange was designated as an ABRC. There were one of six, the first six throughout the state. In 2020, we had to redo the whole process all over again and get redesignated, submit all the paperwork that we needed to submit, show all the proof of having partnerships, having services available for county residents. that can demonstrate that we can sustain an ADR premium in our county. So we have a So the work kept going as far as the information assistance call center, which you'll hear about later, but as far as like the official, having official extended partners and things that we have today, it was not happening back in like 2015, 2016 because the funding stopped. So once the funding stopped, kind of things stopped as far as like the partnerships. Although the partnerships are still there, like informal, they've always been there. Now it's more of a formal type partnership because there is money. And we'll get into more of that. So as you can see, again, the core partners are us and the office on aging. We also have an ADRC advisory committee that we both Ruth and I co-chair. And that's, you know, in order to ensure that we're putting the proper resources where we feel the needs of the county are met. So our extended partnership, so we have two types of extended partners. We have extended partners that are funded and some that are not funded. Ruth and I have had to, and also Megan, who was before Ruth, we've had to kind of develop these partnerships from the ground up and get our partners to really need why they should be part of this partnership, how it benefits them, how, you know, not only benefits them, but benefits the whole county and their consumers of ours. So the extended partners that you can see are Alzheimer's Orange County, the Veterans Service Office, 211 Orange County, and Community Health Initiative in Orange County, meaning that we have funds available for them to be able to hire specific staff for the ADRC. We also have what we call non-funded partners. They're still part of our network. They still make referrals. We can make referrals to them. Those include like Kaiser, Social Services, Cal Optima, Council on Aging, St. Jude with the Caregiver Resource Center. So they're kind of like non-funded partners. They're still part of the partnership, and we're still continuing to build our partnership with other county agencies. And just because some partners not funded and, you know, some aren't, we still keep the network and we're able to provide referrals over to those partner agencies as well. So again, we kind of had to start the referral process from the ground up. We created like a formal referral form that's available on Dale McIntosh's website, or even just consumers on their website, if they want to self-refer, they can do that. But also our extended partners can also refer their clients through that form. We also contribute to outreach and advocacy efforts throughout the county, using our extended partners and our partnership that we have with the Dale McIntosh.
So the ADRC, a big concept of the ADRC is the no wrong door system. So what that means is we wanted to create something that would enable an individual to call one agency, but be able to access all of the services within our network. So as we know, the system can be a little challenging to navigate. Many times they're calling into a place, you have to hear the whole story, you share your request, and that agency might say, unfortunately, you're not eligible for this program. Then you got to hang up and do it again. You might do this 5 times, 6 times before eventually individual like, exactly. They give up and they say, I'd rather just not even, and they continue to live, you know, with rape in the home. So the ADRC, the whole concept of this is to create a streamlined process and a streamlined referral form or a streamlined referral path where an individual can call at just one place. And even if they might not be eligible for the Dale McIntosh Center, let's say, they might be eligible for the Office on Aging. And instead of telling the individual, just try calling over there, we're going to say, no problem. Although you don't qualify for our agency, I know the Office on Aging has several services you would benefit from. Let me send over a referral to them, and one of their representatives will contact you directly. That way, the individual doesn't have to make a million phone calls, repeat their story a million times. Instead, our partners receive a referral. That referral has all of their basic information on it. Mind you, our referrals are password protected to ensure security, as you know, everything we speak about with individuals are confidential. So it's secure encrypted, and we have a password, so only our partners are able to open these referrals and speak. And we also provide information. What is an individual requesting? What have they tried already? What might they not be open to? That way, again, the individual doesn't have to repeat their story, repeat their request, you know exactly what they're needing, what they're requesting, and the other agency can reach out to them directly. So that is the concept of the neuron board. Here's just a visual representation of what that might look like. So let's take, for example, many times people have multiple needs. It's not just one agency that can provide all the services that they're needing. So let's take an example for an individual calling in to the regional center. And they say, you know, I've been having some memory loss challenges. I also served in the military, or maybe they had a family member who was a military connected. So they don't have to serve in order to receive that veteran benefit. So if you had a parent or maybe a spouse, so they say, I have some military connection to my family. I'm also experiencing some memory loss, but I also need a wheelchair. I've been trying to get a wheelchair through my insurance, haven't been able to get one. They keep giving me the runaround. I've been waiting for 6 months. They still haven't approved the request yet. Instead of that individual having to call into all of these different agencies, the one agency that received that primary call says, okay, let me send this referral out. We're going to help you with the stuff that we provide, but Alzheimer's OC can help you with your memory loss challenges. They can do assessments. They've got an adult day health center. We'll also refer you over to the VSO, the Veterans Service Office, so you can find out what type of benefits or stipend you might qualify for. And the Doug McIntosh Center, if you need a wheelchair or some type of assisted tech durable medical equipment, the Doug McIntosh Center will be able to help you. So now, all three of us have received this referral from our primary center, from whoever called first. We all three received the same exact referral. Now all three of us will contact the individual directly. The individual doesn't have to do anything. They just made that one call and they wait. And within 5 to 7 business days, they'll be receiving a call directly from us.
Hey, Ruth.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, so the person who needs the services or their family member, they don't have to call the regional center. They can call any of the agencies that are listed there, and then they are put into the agency.
Great question. They can call any one of our partners, anyone within our extended network, and access the services from all of our agencies. The wonderful thing about it as well is through having the referral form, let's say an individual wanted to submit a referral for themselves. We actually have an option on there that says community partners, and they can even submit their own referral to several different partners at the same time.
So as part of the ADRC, again, it's connecting, what we haven't really touched on is the state is requiring us to connect individuals to long-term services and supports. So as part of that, the four core services that are part of an ADRC, and this is for all ADRCs throughout the state of California, is one, enhanced information referral, which the Office on Aging already has our information referral call center. So that's one. Another one is options counseling, which again, is just providing people a little bit more focused counseling efforts versus just like an over the phone providing referrals. This is more of a little bit of a one-on-one. And then short-term service coordination, that's just anything that's short-term. Transportation could be considered like a short-term service coordination, just for helping that client coordinate the transportation service. And then transition services, that is transitioning a person from a long-term care facility back into their home. And with the funding that we've got, we've been able to hire option counselors and transition coordinators through Dale McIntosh Center. Which is something that was difficult to find, especially transition. It was hard to find a service that was already out there that was providing the service. So with the ADRC funding, we were able to hire a transition coordinator, which group we'll get into. So again, as part of one of the core services of the Information Assistance Call Center, which I manage and oversee the Office on Aging's Information Assistance Call Center, we do use that number as the front line for our ADRC as well. So it is like, that's what we use on our outreach materials. We use our phone number so that individuals can call our call center to get resources or to get connected to other ADRC services with that guy. And so again, you know, our information assistance call center provides information referral for older adults or those with disabilities and connect them to the resources that they need. We have four full-time resource database specialists that make sure that they're connecting the people to the correct services using our database. Our database has over 1,300 resources and services available throughout the county. And with that, our research database is not only available By calling our call center, a person could actually go online and see the exact same resources that my staff uses to provide to the county or to the residents. They can see that online. So you can do that one of two ways. What we have here is the sample that I always use for presentations, but this is our homepage for the Office on Aging, which the website is up the top. If you scroll down to like the middle of the page, you go to popular, and then where the arrow is the online resources directory. You click on that, that will take you to an external page, which is the next slide, and it looks like that. So it is, resources are available by category. If you know exactly what you're looking for, you can type it in and, you know, say.
Is that the Elder Care Locator or is it different?
No, this is the Office on Aging database. Okay, totally different. But this is the same web or same database that my staff uses. So whether you call or whether you do it yourself, you can do that. You can also access the same database through our ADRCOC.org website. So we do have a separate ADRC website. And if you click on resources, it takes you to this exact same page. So it's available on one of two websites. The other thing that we have that's really different is our mobile app. So you can download OC Senior Resources, OC Senior Resources. You can download that app. You can do it from Apple or Android. And then the little picture to the right, that is kind of what it looks like on the mobile app. The only difference between the mobile app and the actual website database is that you have to, it makes you enter a zip code when you're using the mobile app. On the regular website, you don't have to enter a zip code if you don't want to. The thing about entering a zip code is that the way it's designed, it kind of limits like the resources closest to that zip code. But if you can expand the searches, once you click on, let's say you want adult daycare, you click on that, it's going to give you like what type of adult daycare you're looking for. And then you click on that, and then it'll expand to like all of the actual providers that provide adult daycare. And then you can just click, you open it, say you're looking at, you know,
you're going to guess.
Alzheimer's.
They're going to send out these slides.
Yeah, you'll get the slides. So once you're looking at that, then it'll kind of give you like the actual breakdown of the actual organization, like the right transportation to their location. What's their cost? Do they have an application? Everything that you need to know about that organization will be described or outlined when you open the actual.
Can we get a QR code for this?
We don't. I don't think we've created a QR code, but we can. I can have our.
That would be great because we can then show that at the senior centers.
Yep. I can get that done.
Let me ask you a question here. We had a seminar a while back on the well-being, trying to get seniors into the electronics and all this stuff. Apps and QR codes also have a little bit out of the range of some of the people. Could they like call into your organization and say, hey, can you send me in mail? Oh, yep. Snail mail this information in writing so I can have it.
Yeah, that's why we have a call center. We still do have a lot of seniors that prefer us to mail things. We try to guide them and tell them, like, say they're looking for senior apartments. We have a senior apartments this.
Well, what I mean is they would replicate what you're going to get on the internet part.
Well, for all the resources, no, because there's over 1,300. We're not going to mail 1,300 resources. So we'll over the phone and say what specifically you're looking for. We'll provide them whatever they're looking for. We'll give them 3 or 4 phone numbers to call. We do a follow-up within 5 to 7 business days to make sure that whatever resources were provided, that they worked out, or if they didn't, we provide them with maybe a new bundle of resources. But there are certain things where we provide a list. For example, like I said, the senior apartments list. It's a list. We're not going to sit on the phone and go over the whole list with the person, but we'll say we can mail you the list so that you can take a look at it and you can call the senior apartments to see if they have availability.
Okay, let me go the other way. On the other side of the coin, you go through the internet to your app connection. Do you have good filters on that?
Filters are part of it. Yeah, you can filter it however you want. If you want to filter the zip code, if you know the type of service you're looking for, you can filter it by that. If you have a specific name, you know, like, hey, I'm looking for Council on Aging. You type in Council, and Council on Aging will pop up right there. So it just depends on what exactly, how you want to filter it. But yeah, there's filters available. Good, thank you.
Thank Mario. I spent a moment listening to the Answer magazines.
All of them are not listed in the Answers, no. But our office is, as far as if they're looking for specific resources, because again, they're over 1,300.
And you can't keep it fresh when it's printed either.
Right. And so we do, through our ADRC funding, we have been able to secure funding for research database specialists, which we never had. So it was literally my staff that would have to try to make sure that that database is updated. Now we have a person specifically working on that on a daily basis to make sure that all the resources and all the information in the database is accurate and up to date as much as possible. So that's been a really, really big help.
And as we're using this, if we find something needs to be updated, do we email?
You can email, you can call. So sometimes we get that, you know, like you provide a resource and they say, I called this number and it's connected or whatever. You know, we weren't aware that they closed or whatever. We'll do our research. Did they close? Did they change your phone number? Like whatever. And so if it, for some reason they close, we inactivate that resource and we take
it out.
But
it's all of us that need to keep it fresh.
Right. Yeah, because I mean, one person, it's been, a tremendous help having our research database specialist. But again, she can't keep up with over 1,300 on a daily basis to make sure everything's updated. But she does as best a job. She does a great job in doing that. But yeah, if you guys need something in there that you say, hey, this is not even, they don't do this service for whatever reason. Yeah, call our call center or email me, email the office on Asian website or email, and we can make sure that that is.
Well, we might find a new service, too.
And that's the same thing. I was at a meeting yesterday with some veteran resources that I don't think are in there, so I emailed them the database. Can you check to make sure that this is not in there? If it's not, please add it. So, yeah, we're doing that on a constant basis as well, because as we go to meetings, we also find new resources. Is that even in our database? Let's check. Because if it's not, we want to add it. So, yeah, even if you find something that if you're thinking like, hey, is this in there? Take a look, and if it's not, please, yeah, let us know, and we can add it.
Michael, we're still going to pursue the URL, right?
Yeah, I can ask our admin team to create a URL.
Because there are people out there using.
Yeah. Now, we've done our iPad program, like, I know there's a lot more seniors now that have access to technology, and they're getting a little bit more savvy.
Plus, adult children are trying to help arrange services.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, so when you submit a referral through the ADRC referral form and it comes to the Dale McIntosh Center, one of our CLAs, the Community Living Advocate, would receive that referral. Now, through our CLAs, you have access to all of these services that you see up here. So our CLAs, their goals are to advocate for individuals to continue living in their communities. So that means we can teach through education, empower people through education. Many times people don't know, if you have Medi-Cal, you can have free home care. Through Medi-Cal, you can get free assistive tech or durable medical equipment, even though the process isn't easy. Through Medi-Cal, you have free non-emergency medical transportation. So you can get to and from your doctor appointments, to and from your checkups, to go pick up prescriptions, whatever it may be. This is all free services covered through your Medi-Cal, but many times people don't know about that. So we help educate and empower through education, as well as provide direct services. So currently, we have, through our partnership with Office on Aging, we have access to home modifications, where we can actually pay for individuals who are older adults or individuals with disabilities to get home modifications for free in their home. That's something we want to kind of emphasize here. As nonprofits, everything we do is completely free to the caller. So through our home modification program, we can provide ramps, grab bars for the bathroom, super poles if they need supports to get safely in and out of bed, lift chairs if they need a special chair to be able to get in and out of the seat safely. We have access to stairs. Sometimes people are in homes and they can no longer access the second floor. This would all be covered through our funding. They're going to get home entitled freebie. And we also have access to purchasing assistive technology and durable medical equipment. So that could look like wheelchairs, walkers, rollators, power scooters in some specific cases. And of course, what we do first is we'll always first check through their insurance. And for some reason, they're unable to access that through their insurance, or maybe it's taking so long and the fall risk is so great at home, they need something now. That's the McIntosh Center is able to jump in and bridge that gap. Yeah. Through our CLA, we also help individuals access home care. So again, as Medi-Cal covers your IHSS and home support services, we not only help guide individuals through that whole process so they can get from the application to completion, but also in ensuring securing of an IHSS caregiver. So we teach about caregiver etiquette, We teach about communication, of how to maintain and sustain your caregiver. Through our CLA, we can also access resources, of course. Getting connected to a wellness center. Many times we're so focused on the immediate needs and the food support and the risk that we forget about the importance of community and being social, how much that does for someone's health benefits. Yeah.
Okay, I just tried something. I'm going to give it right away to somebody. I went to the app, and I went through the modification, and then it gave me a name of a construction company. So will they go directly against construction or anything in contact with them?
No. So if you look at our Vale MC website.
Okay, so I went through the app. So
that's the only one that came up though? Was it only one provider that came up?
When I went through home modification, I received an array, and the first one was home modification consultation, and then it went shelters and ramp construction. So I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of somebody who would be navigating this.
Absolutely.
So once you get to home modification, then I went to home modification consultation, and the only thing that came up was an accessibility construction company in Mission View, which would be private pay if you call them directly.
Right. That's going to be a private pay one. And that's why it's when you go into home modification, is there one that just says home modifications only?
No, it says housing shelter family related, housing shelter homeless, housing shelter women, and ramp construction. So I just want to, I know somebody's going to need the money, so I want
to. That's the goal. So this is what we need to be doing for the next month or two, is using this and giving feedback.
Okay, so I'm giving you feedback.
They should come up on there as home modification, because I'm Macintosh. Or they should come out like our ADRC, but it's something that I want to look at it myself.
Okay, because then when I put in agency, none show up.
But yeah, and that's great. And even less of you, because Dale McIntosh Center is the one that provides the home modifications. So what I'm thinking is we actually took this contract from Office on Aging originally. And so keep in mind, if any referral is sent through that ADRC referral form and home modifications is chosen, it comes straight to us. So we'll be able to see it. And if you'd like to see what types of home mods we have available, you can look at dalemc.org. That's our website, D-A-Y-L-E-M-C, like Mary Charlie.org. And we have a home modification,
Is there a way to sort on the app who's paying for it?
What do you mean sort?
I haven't downloaded that yet.
Pre-services.
Yeah,
like
it's private
page. It won't say whether it's free or private unless you actually go into that organization. Like, so if you click on Council on Aging for whatever their services it'll say on there free, like it'll say cost. So there is no way to sort it as far as like what's free and what's not. Our database doesn't have that capability to sort that.
Okay. And this is really great. Thank you guys for troubleshooting with us. And please let us know if there's any challenges or something might be missing from the website. Please let us know so we can make sure that that's being shared.
Yep.
And so another thing we have here is food support. So helping people get, know about the local food pantries or different soup kitchens that are available in their community, as well as connecting them with home care and our home delivered meals. So as we know, Meals on Wheels serves individuals 60 and up, and that's a free program. But we also have Project Food Box that gives free fresh produce instead of frozen prepared meals. And so depending on the individual's preference, we can help them get connected to a food delivery program. And also, again, education. Many people don't know that with their CalFresh. You can actually use your CalFresh card number for food delivery services like Amazon or Instacart. Even long delivery also accepts EBT or CalFresh. So different things to keep in mind that our CLAs are able to help educate on and help them actually get connected. And I know it's not on here now, but we also currently have a partnership with Cal Optima to provide housing services. Now what that looks like is going to be, of course, housing education, depending on their age, where their location is, where they're wanting to be located, and all of that. We can, of course, provide resources and information. But the big thing we were able to get through this Cal Optima partnership was move-in fees. So currently, we're able to provide first month's rent, security deposit, your Edison setup fees, not only that, but we could cover the movers. And so many times, especially for older adults or for individuals with disabilities, the actual move itself is going to cut into your finances a lot, not just packing your things, but moving them. So through this program, I will throw out there for you guys to know, we don't give this max to our callers, but for you guys to know, it is a $5,000 maximum, but we have $5,000 per person, as long as they're a Cal Optimum member, we're able to assist them with moving fees, their movers, and whatever's left over from that $5,000 we can use on furnishing. There's been clients that a person was moving out of a facility and they have nothing. And they're going into an apartment, they need a fridge, they need a bed, they need couch. We're able to cover furnishings, moving fees, and movers through our Cal-Aim partnership with Cal Optima.
Yeah. That's a one-time usage thing.
Great.
And it's permanent.
Absolutely. So per member, and it's once in a lifetime, that's something important to know. So that's something we like to educate our Cal Optima members on as well, where it's like, if you use this now, you won't be able to use it again later. So make sure to use that assistance when it counts.
Are you providing the sustaining services too?
Say that again.
Are you providing tenancy sustaining?
Yes. So currently we're contracted to provide three different services through Cal-Aim. And that's the housing, which includes navigation, deposit, and sustainability and tenancy, which means after an individual is out, we would actually follow them for a year after, making sure to check in every month to make sure they're continuing to stay out. And if they're needing any type of supports, we go ahead and help them with those supports to ensure that tenancy is sustainability. That's a great question. We're also contracted to provide the environmental accessibility adaptations, which is another fancy word for home mods, and then transitions, which is for individuals in facilities, which we'll get to now. So again, our primary goals are to keep people at home and keep people independent. That also means we take people out of facilities and out of institutions. So for individuals who have been in a skilled nursing facility for 90 days or more, between the ages of 18 and 62, they can actually qualify for a NED voucher. That stands for a non-elderly disabled voucher. But with that voucher, it's very similar to a housing choice voucher or a mainstream voucher. And they'd be able to use that voucher to get into an apartment of their own. And now through Cal-Aim, they can cover the move-in fees, they can cover any home modifications that they need to ensure that their discharge will be safe and that they can access their home. And of course, the furnishings, that's always the bonus. So for individuals who are currently in facilities, we're able to help them get out. And our transition coordinators will actually work directly with the facility to ensure that the discharge date is appropriate, to ensure that all of the proper supports are put in place prior to discharge, so that when they come home, they're not in any risk or any danger of having to go back to the facility. And so that can include not just home mod, but also setting up home care through IHSS so they can have a caregiver who's able to help them with their activities of daily living. And that concludes our ABRC, and that was a lot of information. You guys can access, again, our referral form right through OCHSC.org. We've got our Optimum Aging main line here, and through that main line, you can also access any of our partner agencies. And again, calling into any one of our agencies, you can access our entire network. Yeah, go ahead.
Quick question. Do you have some kind of information item or trifold or flyer that when we visit our senior centers, there's
a... That's a good question.
We're going to be working on that.
We actually, I submitted to the act. We had an old one, but it hasn't been updated.
It's right here.
That's our regular one. That's our but we're gonna have an actual ADRC like that and flyer. So they're talking about updating those as we speak.
Is it better for us to pass out the one for the Office on Aging?
For now you can.
Or the one on the but we have to. Like how do we know
our phone number is on there, so as long as you have that one, that's fine for now. Okay. Once we have the two different ones, you can provide both or provide one, but
just a quick follow-up. So pretty much every senior center, I believe, got a video board at the entrance when you walk in. It is it's a medium that you have that you can also share with them that says, you could Play the song you were on the media board.
Yes.
We do have 30 second commercial, like, if that's possible to put, I'm not sure. We did run some commercials and outreach commercials that were on like local cable channels that were like 30 seconds that were developed by Ben McIntosh. So we have four different ones that are just 30 seconds long. So Ruth has access to those videos. So if you can connect Ruth with any of those senior centers, I'm sure she can have
it. They can usually embed that, Marco. That what runs in senior centers is usually a PowerPoint on a continuous loop. So they can embed it.
And we can put the QR code once you have it on that loop too.
Absolutely, and our commercials actually include a QR code that takes you to the ADRC page where people can access our referral form. And also we had a little app in the paper, in the OC Register, as well as in the Excelsior, which is like the Spanish paper. And in our app, we also included a QR code so that individuals could take a photo and be led to our ADRC website as well. So we'd be happy to share any info or QR codes or our commercials.
Awesome.
Send out a message. I'd be happy to provide them. Yeah.
I have a question, like, back to your no volunteer policy program. Is that a big training deal to have somebody be prepared to do something like that? Because what I'm thinking about, I would like for our city, you know, our reception to have that. Maybe a modified, scaled down version. Because I'd like to be able to call the city and say, I can also, you know, it's, put in contact. So it's a big deal to do that training much.
Of course, you want to ensure that all of your team and your service providers are trained on training. Your citizens are able to provide that information, but it's really about building the network. And so in order to have a no wrong door policy, we need to be able to have a direct referral system. And so creating that, it could be as simple as using SurveyMonkey. Our survey for our referral family literally created a new SurveyMonkey. So it's an easy, or through form site, I'm sorry, we use a different one for SurveyMonkey, but it's through the form site referral. It could be as simple as creating a referral form through any type of system or like, like a referral kind of system. I know Marco can say a lot more to kind of the behind the scenes of creating a no-wrong-door system.
The biggest challenge you're going to have is a lot of organizations are very like, I can't release any information of anybody. And so it's convincing those organizations that all we're sharing is phone number and a person's name and what their situation is. And trying to convince them that there's really no PII in there. We're not providing their date of birth. We're not providing anything like that. We're just providing you a warm referral. That way they don't have to call you and say the same story. We can put a synopsis of what they're looking for and what you can help them with. It's just convincing the organization to.
Is there a world where that could work with all the senior centers?
I would love to see that world that's happened because that would.
Because they go to the front desk at the senior center and that's where the story comes, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's the first story.
Dave, so to kind of what I've done with my city is anybody that calls into our city staff and says, I'm looking for some sort of resource on, aging or health or whatever for a senior member, they give them my number. So that would probably be, which is great.
Okay. Here, we get a senior number.
So then I can get, then I call it, then I check it.
Depends on the size of your city.
Here's because they keep giving the, say, here's a couple numbers for you, and this is what
I in our city, one thing I used to do, I keep companies that hide behind the internet. You call them, leave me a phone, it takes you through a myriad of questions. I said, when they call our city, I want a real person to answer the phone and help them out. So that's what we're working on. And if you call our city and that doesn't happen, you let me know. We'll fix that. But I would like that person to be able to just do this open door and say, hey, or a no door, the wrong door. I'd like for them to be able to say, okay, I can refer you to these people. Here's who you can contact me directly without.
So it sounds like we have cities and potentially senior centers where they would want to find out how they could have the agreement.
And if you even look at this room right here and think of where all of you guys are from, and each one of you have access to a different type of support or city or agency or organization. Here, right here, you guys are already creating a no wrong door network. If someone wants to call Crystal and Crystal says, ooh, I'm not in Laguna, but I know somebody who is in Laguna, let me get you connected. That is an example of no wrong door. You guys already have a network. Yes, you guys already have a network here.
Everybody call Crystal.
Well, I don't
know.
Yes, that's just two more questions, and then this is going to actually take us really nicely into our next segment.
But I would think for senior services and what you're offering, we would want them to call the regional center.
Yeah.
Because that's where, instead of everyone reinventing the wheel, and that's where those who are trained professionally to handle it get them in the system.
Or all the our call center, too.
Yes, anyway, but instead of trying to redo it in your own city, just have them call there, because that's where they have all the resources, and all of those people who answer the phone are trained on it.
And the brochure that
we invented, that's a service provided throughout the county.
The brochure that Marco is talking about, it's going to be available in our threshold languages, correct?
Yes. We still have the...
We're working on that.
Yes. We have to...
Okay, one more question.
The English one.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Home modification is awesome on the only sure.
Yes.
Point.
One more thing that I want to say before I leave. So I did mention briefly, we do have an ADRC advisory committee. One thing we haven't been able to do is secure, because we're, the idea of the advisory committee is to give us feedback on what's working, what's not working from a consumer's perspective. We do have a great representative from the disability community that is part of the committee, but we still do not have an older adult representation. We have two openings. So if you know of anybody, please, my email is there, my phone number is there. You can email myself or Ruth. It's a quarterly meeting. We meet just quarterly, and it is virtual, so they don't have to go anywhere or do anything. So if you know any older adults that would like to be part of this committee, we would truly appreciate it if you connect us with that person or person.
We're going to help you with that.
Perfect.
And it is a virtual meeting.
Yep.
So you can do it from your home. Awesome. Thank you so much. You're amazing. Going on to number 9, Senior Citizen Liaison Update. All members, this is a new thing for us starting in 2024. We've each been assigned one or more senior centers. And so what we're going to be doing to make this meeting impactful is sharing what we've learned, what we're hearing at the senior center. And I'll start, and then I would like to go around. And it also helps keep us accountable that we're going to be our senior center. So I am assigned to the Sacramento Senior Center. I went there in November class. The main issue for the citizens of Sacramento and the seniors is pickleball disputes. They're having a lot of problems with pickleball noise. The city manager was there talking to the older adults. I was able to ask the director if they knew about our Office on Aging Information and Assistance System. Never heard of it. Didn't have no brochures. So that's something that I'll be working with the San Clemente Senior Center on, is the availability of this line and the app and everything that we learned about today. I'll also be asking them to give us feedback. I'm going back next week to give a presentation on SCAP and who we are and what we do, and to give them more on LinkedIn.
Thank you. So I have 3 senior centers in Orange, and I spent, well, I was really focused November, December on the survey and making sure that they had copies of the survey, that they participated in the survey. And then this month I have not contacted them because I usually wait until after this meeting so that I can provide them with all sorts of wonderful information, like the ADRC. So I will be reaching out to them next week.
I'm in the city, Irvine. We too have been focused on expanding the number of people who would participate with the survey. I do have a challenge at the Irvine Senior Center now, which is that the city has decided to bring all of the services in-house, and they're going to try to create their own call center for services available. And I have not been able to get the city manager to pay any attention to the all kinds of things. So that will continue to be a challenge. I have no idea why the city decided that they're better able to manage some of these services than either the county or existing.
I represent the city of Costa Mesa Senior Center, and my last visit was end of December for their holiday party. and everyone was festively dressed up, and we were fed by the fire department and the police department, which was a lot of fun, but it enabled me to introduce myself and visit at all the tables. And most of what I have heard is we have a high-rise center across the street, the towers, and the big issue there. And many of the residents have complained that they feel isolation in that high rise. Technology is not available to them. And so I have an appointment next week with the senior center director, and we're going to see if there's some way we can bridge the gap between a building right across the street.
Right.
And you can't walk across the street, it's dangerous, and there are all kinds of issues. So that's one of the things we're really doing our time to do.
I have Lake Forest, and I go there every week. I volunteer on Thursdays. The last Thursday of the month, we have lunch. We have about 170 to 180 people. And then I also sit on the senior advisory board and tell them all the information that I learned to them. So I feel like we have a pretty good handle on what's going on there. And if they have a question, they come to me. So that would be.
Okay, I have Brea, which I lived in Brea for a number of years, but I now live in Irvine, so it's a little bit of a trek for me. I only made it about once a month. The last time I was there was the beginning of December, and they were looking forward to a full bunch of holiday activities, and they were really pleased. All of them were sold out. I couldn't even attend. So if I would have wanted to get back there in December again, but they love this magazine. I took these to them twice. And the last time I was there, I took them a stack of the paper surveys that we had. I had given them a QR code to answer it digitally, but I took them a bunch of paper ones, and they were really happy to have that. And we're going to try, because I teach senior fitness at my community that I work at, we're going to try to set me up to teach a fitness event. Later in the year, maybe in spring.
So, yes. I live in a senior center. No, actually, I live in Leisure World in COB. It's like a senior citizen. So I'm surrounded by the community. I see, and I'm also a city council in COB. I see my role very much as liaison between city hall, the council chambers and that sort of thing, and the rest of the city. And I also share as Marianne Cleaner, who is also a member of the asylum. also resident leader of the job with senior citizens. So I don't have any great contacts with any of the senior citizen center. I work in the city side of things. What I'm doing anyway.
Hi, everybody. I'm with the Indian American Senior Training Center, Anna. So I was able to visit. I would have to get back there. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go over to visit the holiday and whatnot. So I hope this year to get out there to see what's going on. But I did share with them the surveys, and they were able to get a couple of folks to fill out the surveys. So those were my official role. But unfortunately, I'm also part of the family. Although it's not a senior center, it is a community center. We do serve a lot of seniors who are Cambodians. So what we did was, or what I did was work with the Ramsey Speech in translating those surveys to my language, and we were able to survey about 35 folks. These are the case managers. Even though the surveys were translated, we still have case manager having to sit down with them, go over as it is. So it's a long process, and we were able to get about 35. So we're excited on that. Thank you.
I have not done anything.
Good job. Yeah, one of those influential people hasn't done anything.
I think Rachel has.
She has you covered.
Yeah, I have. Okay. But I am not going to allow her to just do that, but I will figure that out.
Okay.
I don't know, but.
Mrs. Yale. Once a month, the senior leadership council meets, and I'm there and report. But I don't feel that the information is getting out. Obviously, I give it to those who attend the meeting, but I would like to see that it gets out. And in yesterday's Housing and Transportation Committee, Crystal came up with an excellent idea, and I think it should be implemented as quickly as possible. And that is, we are given a statement of what we are doing, what SCAC is doing. And then we go to the city council meeting and we just read off that statement. And so the whole city knows. And I think, yes, because just my telling the group, Dave's wife is their member of that group.
We have a discussion item about that on number 10.
Gets out. But of course, I brought those survey things and explain it is vital that you fill it out. And so I think everybody filled it out. And I even gave extras to my neighbors. And then everybody filled this out.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, you can go to the commission, the community service commission. That would be a good place to start.
The community service.
Buena Park, Placentia, Stanton, and La Palma. So I've met everybody except La Palma, but I've dropped off the answer several times to each of them. So I really haven't seen, I'm at Buena Park all the time.
Yeah.
But Placentia and Stanton, I haven't seen except once, but I'll get in a better system on that.
Awesome. And we have a lot to share with them now, right? Well, this information with the app and the information that we're going to be getting for their media board.
And I do try to pass everything on via email.
Yeah. That's great. John?
I'm attempting to arrange meetings with, and I wanted to first with both San Juan and Data Point. I, like Elizabeth, thought I had heard that at one point we were going to get a handout or a flyer or some summary that we would be able to utilize that would say this is what happened this month. Each of us is going to reconnect something otherwise. And it isn't, I think we want to have a uniform message. I'm now going to add the ADRC to my topic of discussion. And we get this one page document. Also talks to the presentation for the month. I think that's a real biggie as well. And then I was going to use quarterly interaction. I don't think I need to be there monthly. I haven't got that kind of time anyway. But to try and just again reaffirm, this is the monthly information sharing item. This is, you know, like an infomercial, so to speak. And continue the relationship. I know both those ladies very well, so it's not a matter of who we are. I think it's just a matter of, again,
and we want information back too, right, about what they're seeing, right, and their problems are.
Right. Right.
And then Jeff, because John has really just raised a very interesting point, which is getting on the agenda for the senior committee councils that are needed is almost an impossibility. Because of all of the free, you know, so I don't know how we go about being sure that SCAC is actually agendized so that I don't have to use a 3-minute presentation in front of the council.
Well, another idea is to go when there's a lot of people at activity and do a quick stand up.
If you're allowed to.
Essentially, a senior center, they're like, whenever, fine. So I guess everyone has a different culture. So,
right.
Yeah.
So as far as the council, what we're talking about today is so during their public comment.
Right. Which again, you know, and you can always request if you have more time, but I think a 3-minute, you know, most councils in 3 minutes, we can buy on the open source.
The other thing to do is to work with the city manager, but I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a 3-minute time. I appreciate 3-minute.
comment. You're at the end of the line. Okay, when you're on the when the city council, if you will, at the city council meets, your public comments aren't necessarily at the front end. You're typically at the back end, so I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs. Yeah. Okay, so I don't think that's the most effective use of my time to sit there for 2 hours waiting to get my 3 minutes.
Yeah,
ours are up front.
See, I think another alternative for you and me, because I don't find another person to help either, is to work with the city manager to get the information out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think senior centers are another vehicle for that as well. And plus, all of those are recorded.
Right.
So if you can get that message in that recording, I think that's huge as well.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jerry. I was the city council for City of Irvine before, but now I'm the president of Irvine Evergreen Chinese Senior Association. So I still coming to for the Senior Council each month to attend the Senior Council meeting to represent our association and introduce our activity each month and connect with the City of Irvine. So I've been there all the time, every month.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to hearing what they think about the app and everything that we're going to share.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave. Oh, Joni, sorry. I'm Joni with the poll.
I feel like a slacker compared to some of you.
So, in
Costa Mesa, I went to their, while I'm at their Meals on Wheels, I go to their every table and distributed the survey because at least these were people who could get out to the center, but none of them had received it at the center proper. So it just gave the table side service. And then all the shut-ins, the people I bring meals to, because they don't even get to the center to receive it. The paper ones were golden.
Yeah,
even I live around old people, older even than me, I'm not a lawyer. So I went house to house and just gave them.
That doesn't sound flatter at all.
You know, the people, you know, they just don't want to do it online. Mm-hmm. I do have an ask. Marianne was kind enough to share what she wrote as a blurb to give to her city. I found I spent so much time composing it that I didn't want to do it. If someone could be the scribe for us and create that monthly.
Yeah, we need a blurb volunteer.
I'll take it and use it, but I want to be a cog in the wheel. I don't want to be the creator.
Yeah,
of
I have a note on that.
Okay, thank you, because then it would really be helpful. And I'm also at Laguna Beach, and frankly, I just passed it off to friends who live in Laguna Beach, and so they made the visit. And they took the survey. I've only emailed the director there. I haven't called yet. I'm dead personally.
First, before I start, John, I'm not sure what's in here talking about they leave the public comments at the end. They do that, they need to change it. Our city has it right up front, the first 10 to 15 minutes.
I don't think I'm going to be telling the city what to do. I'm just adopting whatever their particular agenda is. So I'll have that, but I'm not going to sit there for 2 hours waiting for my 3 minutes of pain. So.
That's what with any, next time you go in the news, you have to wait the first time. Complain they didn't move up in your front.
I'll make every
effort. That's what you're going to make every day. Some of our stuff is really boring. Anyway. And with the director there, there was a whole new set of books talking about the SMART program, we had our well-being and presentation.
Yeah.
Deliver the surveys. I have a request too on the surveys. I just started calling here much, and then it's in the background here. I'd like to find out how many surveys came back from like my area, and I'll be proud of how many came back from your area to see if they're really doing it, really providing surveys. If not, amp it up somehow if they're going good, leave them alone. And then I ask the director, if anything they need, let me know.
Thank you.
Well, I feel like I'm even doing less than the gentleman across the way here. I don't believe I'm in a sign.
Oh, you need a senior set.
Yeah, so I think that's
where you live.
I live in Irvine.
Irvine. Yes. Well, it sounds like Laguna Beach might be available.
Well, I've not been a no assignment.
Okay, so can you and Patty maybe find her one?
I am a dean of a nursing program, so I'm hoping to engage the students in every one of your areas. But I'm sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, I missed that email.
Colette and Patty are in charge of assigning the team.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm with the Sea Country Senior Center in Laguna Niguel. They have been successful in having parties. Persian party game was extremely successful. They also had a holiday party for the senior center there. That was good. They've also gotten through city council the senior wheels, which is more accessible, less expensive. Some of it's free, but one thing that's happening is these seniors are cycling through and they're dropping off, you know, illness, they fall, and whether they get back into it, and they're having trouble with resources. Of course, this because these resources are complicated. They're complex and they're overwhelming. So I would like to see like every quarter, you know, this brought up, but you know, with this presentation, I think this is good.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm assigned to the Sea Country Senior Center in Laguna Niguel, and I've been working directly with the senior center manager and regarding the survey, and have done that in the last couple of months, and especially making sure that the homebound seniors were aware of it. So we created some, you know, creative ways to do some outreach on that. I also work directly with the city manager on getting things like the flyer for the survey and getting those on the city social media and posted on the website. I have gone to a city council meeting and spoken during public comments, and actually made the request beforehand, so that while I was talking, the flyer was up on the screen. So, and then that way the information is getting out. I'm also the coordinator for the Laguna Niguel Interfaith Council. So I did contact all our faith communities on participating in the survey. And as Ann mentioned, our city council has significantly changed our senior mobility program. Based on input from the seniors, and it's now they gave it a cool name, Senior Wheels, and they've really enhanced it so that one of the requirements used to be that you couldn't own a car and basically be permanently not able to drive.
All right.
But now it's like, well, you know what, if you've had an injury, you've had a knee surgery, something like that, that you can participate in it for as long as you need to. So I would suggest that anyone, you know, look at your city's senior mobility program, and this may be the appropriate time, since we're all back from COVID, that the city's relook at the senior mobility program and see how is it serving the seniors and if it can be enhanced in any way.
Would you be able to email me the new program?
Yeah, I will do that.
Thank you so much. That's great. You get a gold star on that.
Okay, well, I'm a part of the senior advisory board at Southland Senior Center, so I'm there quite a lot. And two things that I've been really happy to help facilitate there were a partnership with UCI Health, where we're going to start doing education seminar, and also an intern program for Cal State Fullerton students are helping out. I'm also assigned to the Japanese Association of Orange County. It's a group that I didn't know existed right up the street in the Senior Center. So I went down and said hello to them, attended their community outreach event. It's a really nice event. The event took box to everybody. It's very nice. But anyway, I've also been trying to bridge the two groups since they're so close to one another. And I was helping them get a venue with the city to do their annual party event. So, and other than that, I'm getting geared up for tax aid. We're going to be doing tax services free for seniors at the Tustin Senior Center And I'll be heading the effort at the Lakeview Senior Center in Irvine as well. That'll be on Wednesday at Irvine and Tuesdays at Tustin. And we even have Mrs. Tustin helping us out here. It's kind of exciting. Yeah, her platform is tax preparation. So that's really a great fit. And then the other projects I've been involved with, it's an RFP for the county that involves so that's indirectly impacting.
All right. Yeah, another gold star. Yeah, fine. I go to the Steel Beach Senior Center on a regular basis and the Los Alamitos one. I do volunteer. We had to say we wanted to provide a new world. I'm also serving on a committee that with our county Alzheimer's, and they're working on a grant to put in an adult daycare and individualize. And what I do, I stop them before they left and let some of my questions landed. Because what I do is really take this information you give me, I make up a little newspaper article. Then I go and personally try and get it on our bulletin board and on the website in Legion Grove. And the, my communities, because I'm here with District 1 Orange County, is served by weeklies. And the weekly conglomerate with the Sun and Seal Beach is connected. So I go there with my articles, and they're all prepared to say, like, everything done.
Would you be able to share your article with all of us?
Well, yes, no problem. Okay. Sure.
Because then you can send it to me or Paul.
Send it to me.
Yeah, then that's our blurb. Everyone.
You know, I make a news article, so I'm focusing on, you know, one thing or whatever, and do the interviews and things, but it gets me together a lot.
We appreciate
it. And then I just go ahead and write it up.
Problem solved.
Well, not maybe. So what I want is I want something at the top that says GAC logo. Okay? Then I want staff meeting was on. Then I want presentation on. Then I want a message from the office on aging. And then I want your message, okay, for the month. That's what I want. And if I get that, that allows, I mean, that's a pretty simple concept. It doesn't take a lot of effort, but it gives me something to be able to say, well, this is what happened, and this is the message the Office on Aging is trying to get out, and this is your message, that is fair. Okay, if I get those, I think, I got to win this. If we can add something from Marianne, awesome.
Yeah,
okay, that's terrific.
Well, we need to work on it, but yeah. Here.
What's that?
We need to work on the format, but I...
You don't have to come up with a gold star the first time, but you just keep building on it.
Exactly. Right? We're going to have a template.
Customize the message.
Real quick, Barbara and Dave.
Well, I represent Newport Beach, EOA Senior Center. And what we have been doing, well, we were closed for over the holidays, so back in business, but... the Friends of Oasis has been going to the various senior living facilities in the area to work with them to let them know what is available at the senior center. And we do have transportation in Newport Beach, but not to the senior center, but not from any kind of group facility, kind of a problem because we only have four, they're not coaches, they're buses. I only say that because I was in the hospitality industry. Children travel to school on buses, adults go on tours on motor coaches. Big difference. So anyway, obviously you people are not part of to see the difference, a big difference. But in Newport Beach, they will pick up people and take them shopping and do things like that, but only if you're a resident and you have a home or live in an apartment. But
because they don't want to duplicate services, probably.
you know, that. So you guys are talking about that.
Got it.
Okay. And so anyway, we have been friends of ours because we have been visiting the senior living facilities to let them know what kind of services can be provided at Oasis. And I'm living at a senior living facility, which I euphemistically call Slala Land. our cars and coaches will take people within a 7-mile radius. So Oasis is only giving you service and take folks to Oasis. And then I personally go around to some of my neighbors here in La La Land and tell them about Oasis and the programs and things that are available and getting them to join, you know, $15 a year. You get monthly news of all the activities at the Oasis Center. So I don't have the problems that some of you folks have.
Right. Okay. Dave, bring us up.
All right. I will not get a gold star. I work with Rancho Santa Margarita. Part of the challenge is that I'm a resident of Mission Viejo. So if you present yourself and with information, there's that barrier there, like, oh, why should we listen to him because he's a Viejo? And so this has been very enlightening to what everybody is doing. So I found out there's a big learning curve that I need to pick up on. And I primarily worked with the representative of the senior center and passing all the information on there. And then having that individual transfer that information to parties and Rancho. Rancho was very pleased and on the back. And, you know, they were, I think, voted on one of the safest places to live. And so they've got a good reputation in the beautiful city. I've got a lot more to learn.
I don't tell them that I don't live in that community.
Oh, okay. it's a challenge. Well, maybe that's a mistake I made. So this has been very enlightening, and I appreciate everybody's comments. And we will make some changes.
And next month we'll do it each for 60 seconds or less. So,
one time when we first started this program, wasn't there a cheat sheet in regards to the ambassador?
That was prior to my time.
Yeah, and I was wondering if we could bring that up today.
I believe I gave it to Patty. I will resend it to her.
Thank you. Okay. That might be a good thing.
Okay, James.
Yeah, just real briefly, two things. One, as you know, I work on the Rotary Rosemary float. In fact, this year we won. Glass sliding down the piano keys. But the point being is that I was able to obtain a lot of seniors and special needs folks to help put those flowers on. And they just had a blast. I love working with seniors because, one, they're patient, methodical, meticulous, and they don't have an attention span of 5 seconds. But second, and I'm more personal enough, my granddaughter just moved to Arizona and she works, she got a job as a assisted living, what do they call it, team something. Basically, she's like a cheerleader for the in-house folks there. And she has been devastated, very depressed. And she's a sweetheart, just a very open person, wears her emotions on her sleeve. And she spends the time to talk to these seniors. And she said it's so sad that family members have just warehoused them. They don't go visit them at all. And when they do, it's maybe once a month and for 5 seconds. And she said they're so giving and want to talk. And she's a talker, so they open up to her. And it's made such a difference for them. And in fact, one of the folks commented how one gentleman there never talked or smiled, and now he does because of her just in talking. But she said, you know, grandma, the stories they tell, and it's so sad that, you know, they raise their children not as pebbles in this warehouse.
However, you don't know how they were as parents when their children were growing
up. You don't. There's a lot of And I can't believe I she said she did see how when they do visit how it's just kind of zoom high moving out. So if they had wherewithal to come, at least they must have some relationship. But I can't believe all of them were bad parents. Bottom line is that keep that in mind when we visit these folks that they really need just they just want to talk, they just want to share their story. Anyway, that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going on to item number 10. We're going to be quick now. So Gene and I had the opportunity to meet with the five supervisors at the end of last year. They all know who SCAC is. They are all appreciative that we were working on our bylaws, that we are modernizing our name. The feedback that we got in terms of overall themes is that a lot of them and their staff didn't know about the 1-800 number for the Office on Aging or the ADRC. And so we need to get that information to them and to have their staff know about it. They have constituents calling that need help that don't know where to go. The staff seem to not know where to send them either. So this information is very vital and we need to work on that this year. They were concerned with the promotion of transportation options, like access, near mobility, travel training, how often the medical transportation. It seems like a lot of their staff were getting questions from constituents about transportation and perhaps didn't know about the existing option. Also, they talked about aging in place with support of family caregivers. They get a lot of calls about that and caregiver supports. And so those were some of the main things. We also got secondary focus on senior affordable housing and roadblocks to development. So of course they're interested in all of our subject matter, but these were the things that rose to the top when we met with them. And then Crystal and I had the opportunity to go to the holiday open house of the Board of Supervisors. We met with three of them. The other ones had really long lines, so we weren't able to get in, but they were also appreciative. We introduced ourselves as the new chair and vice chair. And so you got a commitment from all of them and staffers, and you can see that they're not here today.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, they were very interested when we understand and they did want to have, they all committed to have a staff member here, and I'm disappointed to see that we don't see any staff.
But I followed up with their staff 2 weeks ago and this week. So they definitely all responded that they couldn't come, but they know who we are. And I'm turning that responsibility over to Dave. Thank you, Dave. Dave's going to be communicating with the offices prior to our meeting, letting them know who our speaker is, and that we miss them and that we want to see them. So we're going to keep after the Board of Supervisors and their staff.
I think what really resonated with them is that when we explained that the largest growing population in this county are seniors, not young, they've leveled off, and seniors are voters. Boom. And tenants went up, so your advantage.
We also will be going to one of their board meetings after the bylaws are approved and the name changes approved, Crystal and I, to give a public comment at their board meeting. So we are on the radar and we will be busy with them. I also wanted to talk about contacting your city manager and city council connection. That came up during our round robin, but that's another really important component of what we can do. I was able to, like I said, meet the city manager for San Clemente, introduce ourselves, get the information out, like Elaine does with the city women in the go, city council connection. So that's something that we want to work on for the next month. So as you're thinking about doing outreach, please put that into your purview as well. Even just introducing yourself, finding out who the person is and their email and how communication support in the city that you've been applied to.
Can I ask that so quick? One of the best things to do is just when we get these flyers or we're going to give them a word or just, you know, once you introduce yourself to that city manager, just ask them to put it on their website or in, you know, on their social media. Just put it out there. So I'm sure you guys could do that too, but just ask them if the manager could please include this in the weekly communications that they put up.
And imagine how many lives each of us can change if people have this number and the ADR some information, they can get the right connection. It'll be amazing. All right, now going on to 11 chair items, I wanted to talk about the governor's budget. He released his budget this week. It was really good for aging services. So all of us in the aging services world had a sigh of relief. IHSS was protected. SSI was protected. This is a living waiver was expanded. So really good news for senior issues and for aging issues. the not good news is that the governor did not put any investment of substance into the affordable housing tax credit program, which will stop the development of senior affordable housing. So that is something that I want to talk about at the executive board. And then again, here, we want to encourage the board of supervisors to take a look at that issue and advocate. Now on to 12, Claudia, Occupant Aging Update.
Thank you. Thank you, Meredith. And good everyone. Happy New Year. Great to see everyone back. Lots to do. I want to, first of all, applaud you. All of the senior updates that I've been listening around and everything you've been doing and really spreading the word, truly being those advocates with eyes and ears out in your community. Pauline and I have been making lots of notes from some of the things that have triggered some food for thought on our end, things that I want to look into, information. I hear a lot, and some of the common theme is dissemination of information, right? The outreach, do they know where is our call center, how to reach us? So I made myself some notes, and we'll be working with our staff to look at where we are with our outreach materials, flyers and or brochures. We have been working, our division has a new public information officer. And through that officer in the unit there, small but mighty team, we have a lot of tasks that we've been working on updating our outreach materials. So we'll be working on that. Hopefully I can give you an update as we move forward. Some of the things that I'm hearing is bringing these brochures to your centers. So I'll take a look at our inventory, kind of where we are with that now. And maybe that's something that we can work on providing you some of these. So as you're visiting and attending your senior centers, you can provide that so that they can have that in the lobby.
And the Board of Supervisors
needs to. Yeah. So on that note too, so thank you for bringing it up. I hear about the discussions, the great, very fruitful discussions you're having and the connections you're making with the Board of Supervisors. One of the things we always do to help inform of these meetings, of your SCAC monthly meetings, is we do send that agenda information flyer and food presentation will be to the Board of Supervisors, Chief of Staff, so that they're always aware of when our meetings are, what topics are coming up, so that we can encourage, of course, some attendance and advocacy on that end. So that is something that we do on a monthly basis once we have the approval of agendas and we're ready to release that. Awesome. Wanted to let you know. Quick updates in terms of bylaws. They are scheduled to are already on the agenda for the January 23rd board meeting. All looks well there. I have provided briefings to the supervisors, chief of staff, for any questions they might have prior to that agenda coming to board. So far, all is great. Lots of support on that end. So we don't anticipate, you know, any issues with that item. It should all go well. So that is done, or at least it will be by that board date. I want to give a thank you to Mr. Gene Hernandez for your assistance and your collaboration during the December monitoring session we had with California Department on Aging. The California Department of Aging monitors. It's like a little mini audit for a whole week. First week of December, we had an audit where they look at all our Area Agency on Aging programs. So all these are all the programs that are funded by the Older Americans Act. So during this monitoring session, lots of interviews with our staff, with all our managers, myself included at that time. Gene, thank you so much. They did an interview with him for the senior advice.
And thank
counsel.
You for your service as chair.
Thank you. And we had a very fruitful, successful interview, lots of wonderful feedback from the state in terms of your roles and what you do and how you advocate and how you stay connected with our Office on Aging. And, you know, Pauline, as she assists, she's been a great asset to the team. So thank you for keeping our communication line open and answer any questions you might have and help coordinate information as well. So wanted to thank you for that. We didn't have any findings on the senior advisory council. So yay, thank you.
And then likewise, we had a very fruitful discussion with the Board of Supervisor Chairman. They are, as they are the governing board for our AAA, the Area Agency on Aging, and that interview was also a great success. The state gave wonderful feedback on that and how we are always open lines of communication for things happening on aging. And of course, as I'm hearing some of the feedback, it's not perfect, right? We still have some work to do, but we'll definitely be looking to enhance that. Always. Yes.
The CDA's review of SCAC, one of the things they came back with us and said was that they were so impressed at how involved this council was with the communities. Like, we gave the example, they said, what kind of things have you done? We gave the example of bridging the digital divide when that was all brought forward, and we were able to get the Board of Supervisors to approve that, and they were like outstanding. So kudos to you guys.
Yes, absolutely. So that went really well. Some of the things they looked at is like policy and procedures internally, not just for us too, but our providers, our service providers. And so we have to provide sample documents, submitted over 400 documents to the state for their review. They review all of that in preparation for that meeting. So it is a week long, all day long interviews with them and answering questions and whatnot. So there are some small tasks for us to do. But we are working towards that, and I'm sure that we'll have a very successful response to the state in the next 60 days when we submit our response to them for some of those pending items. I also wanted to let you know that I know Pauline has been working hard, and especially our managers back at the office, on the update of the new area plan, which is the next 4 years, 2024 and 2028. We are working on a draft currently, finalizing some information updates on it, and tying up some of the results from the needs assessment from the Master Plan on Aging and a couple other assessments that was conducted statewide. Once we pull that together, just want to let everyone know that we will be releasing the public notice so that we can present that area plan or comments, you know, answer questions and whatnot before we take that to the Board of Supervisors for approval. And by May 1st, we have to submit that to California Department on Aging. So for those of you not familiar, we will have a presentation of our aging programs at next month's meeting on February 9th. Last year, when we did this presentation, it was really well received, especially for those of you who are new to the council. And so please attend, be here. We're going to be able to answer direct questions. I am requesting for the managers that manage those programs and or those contracts with our service providers to be present during next month's meeting so that we can answer any questions you have on programming and services. So, in addition to, thank you, there will be an overview on the Brown Act, and as it relates to your advisory council. So lots happening. So lots happening. So please do all you can, spread the word, have your colleagues attend. And yes, great information that will be coming forward. And then the other thing I wanted to do a quick update. I'm not sure if you have seen, we currently have a request for proposal open for the CalFresh and SNAP education program. We extended the deadline for that application to solicit for additional bidders. This is, for those of you not familiar, well, CalFresh. CalFresh is all your application to the CalFresh program, which provides funds for individuals to provide food. These are efforts specifically for the 60 and older population. So these are specific funds that we receive from the state to focus and target our older population. So we currently are accepting applications in addition to the SNAP education. So this is nutrition education classes. that target our lower income individuals, our CalFresh individuals, to help them maximize on how to purchase groceries, meal preparations, and whatnot. There are a set of classes that are designed, already put together by the state, and what we can train on and provide information on regarding nutrition. So these programs, you know, are open. So we are accepting bidders. Spread the word. If the new deadline for this application is actually January 22nd, so that we can allow for some additional applicants in there. So if you need a little more information on that, let me know. We'll be happy to share that flyer. If you know anyone or your respective organizations, anyone interested, by all means, let me know. Or let Holly know, we'll share that with you. That is all I have.
Thank you.
Yeah, just real quick, I'm sure I'm going to have to take off. Pauline, I know you want to talk, so maybe we can talk on the way out. But
yeah.
I just want to mention that I resigned from the City of Yorba City Council before you. Wow, boy. A lot of people said that. because, as you know, I term out in November of this year, and I was going to run for the Yorba Water District. Well, as luck would have it, one of the Yorba Water Directors abruptly resigned. So they opened it up, and I was selected to be the replacement. So now I'm the Yorba Linda Water District, one of five directors. And I got sworn in yesterday. So yesterday is when I stopped being a council and became a water board director. So I plan still on staying with this group, and I'll just have to change, I guess, a switch from being city selection to this group selection. But I'm looking forward to it. It's an adventure, and I'm sad to have left my council. I've had a great council and enjoyed that, but I think this is, everything comes to an end in transition, and I'm in transition now. Just want to share that with you. Yes. No, the council's going to appoint. They don't want to wait because it's 11 months to go or 10 months, and it's too costly to have a special election. So they will. Hmm. Yes.
I've got a question. It's a down in the weeds question. Two of them. One, to your point earlier about the socialization and the visiting,
uh-huh.
I take Meals on Wheels to 35 people, and I'd say a big portion of them care less about the meal that they want is the
interaction.
The interaction, the content. I happen to know that one of the cities that I'm responsible for is having now a visitor program. I would like any of you to report if you know of a visiting senior type program.
Don't call on AP because then I'll met here.
Okay, because we need that, and I could get volunteers for that. And my other question, I've never heard it mentioned in my 2 years on the board, and it's a concern I have, it might seem small to some of you, is I have hoarders that I'm coming in contact with, not only from my Meals on Wheels, but while on campus and for political candidate. And it's dangerous. People who can hardly navigate to the front door, which means EMTs, if they need to come in, can't get them out. This is just a side plug, but I want to know how to work with it. My daughter is thinking of relocating from out of the country to here, and she's a professional organizer.
Well, the first thing that you can do is do a cleanup.
So I sent her out yesterday with somebody. This isn't free service. She's being paid.
Sorry, that's so
it's not directed to these programs. She was still there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I can talk to you about that after.
And so we need somebody who can do that kind of work.
Well, it's a mental health issue. Yeah. We can talk about that later. Okay.
And I've gone through the websites with all the mental health, but I'm not getting them to share with it. And COVID exacerbated it because for many of them, it was the contact of a delivery person bringing stuff in.
There's somebody out of the chamber, I'm listening to that, but that's that.
I have that training, not important. I can talk to you about it.
Okay, thank you, because I think it's something we need to know.
Okay, so now we're moving on to 13, thank you, Jean Sandy, community reports. Let's be very, very brief. Senior citizens engagement, John Pointer.
There was no meeting in December. However, I want to echo what Meredith pointed out about the government's budget, the governor's budget, with the understanding that there's a $30 million difference between what the LAO and what the governor are projecting.
He's really
pissed
about that.
And he was rather defensive, in my opinion, through the entire process. So let's watch. Let's be careful. Let's watch. The next big information sharing item is the LAO will come out with their analysis here in the next 2 weeks of the governor's budget. That ought to be interesting.
So we'll see what that is projected to present. It's all dependent really on what MTV comes out with in terms of results. But if the governor is basically hoping the revenues are going to be up, and if so, then he's right. If not, LAO's right, and if LAO's right, we got a problem. Number two, just a heads up. Sorry, Pauline walked out. AB 817, the Brown Act. Somebody pumped some life in that thing, and it was passed unanimously earlier this week. The challenge is it's got to get off the assembly floor before the end of the month, or it's going nowhere. Okay, so 8817 basically returns provisions that were in place during COVID, basically using virtual as a feature, and we'll see what happens with that. Those are the two big items. CSL's proposals are working their way through the legislature right now, so we'll see how many reportedly get picked up. However, it's an election year. Boy, there's not a lot of risk takers out there right now during an election year. Thank you very much.
Rachel? The well-being meeting is on the 17th, which is next week, and we do not have a meeting in December. Linda Jenkins, who is the CEO of the Council on Aging, is going to be our speaker, and her topic is Aging My Way. And Dave is going to take over my position as the chair of that committee because I'm now on.
And if you want to attend, they have an excellent friendly visitor program for the whole county.
Thank you. And last but not least, is I want some more answer man scenes. Please take them, folks. I do not want any more in my car right there.
Thank you. Okay, Crystal. Oh, sorry. Nathan.
Yeah, we had a meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
Pending the supervisor's action next week, it was our swan song, our final act. We actually had a nice roundtable discussion about how to shorten the distance between Office on Aging and our constituents in our communities, sort of like we did today, where Chris was a great idea came up, but there were several other ideas that I thought were well worth noting. So that was our swan song, but I do want to mention that we have three heroes from that panel, who've been on that panel for at least 5 years, and that was their swan song as well. Jerry Chang, Sandy Stang, and where are you? Elizabeth. Jerry Chang, Elizabeth. They've been on a housing transportation for 5 years or more. Well, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say it. You weren't there.
Well, well done, everyone. That's great. All right, presentation schedule. Next month, we won't have a speaker because we're doing the Brown Act at the talk of medication. And then Barbara is going to recruit the speaker for launch. Excellent. And I've asked our speakers to be targeted towards what the Board of Supervisors has to focus on. All right, any announcements by staff members? We all talked a lot already. Okay.
Last call.
Oh. Okay, we have a lot of energy going into 2024. Thank you, everyone. We need to turn.